Airlines should now assume that passengers and their bags weigh more than they used to. The Federal Aviation Administration says passengers will now be assumed to weigh 10 pounds more than previous estimates. In summer, 190 pounds, including clothing and carry-ons, and in winter, 195 pounds. And checked bags will be assumed to weigh 30 pounds, not 25. The revisions come after the crash in January of a U.S. Airways commuter plane in Charlotte, North Carolina, which may have been overloaded. New York Times aviation reporter Matt Wald joins us now in our studio. Welcome, Matt.
Hi, Melissa.
After that January crash, the FAA asked airlines to do a survey of what passengers weighed and what baggage weighed. What did they find?
They asked for this from the smallest airplanes, which are the ones that are most vulnerable to overloading. And they found that some airlines were reporting, when you actually put these people on the scale, weighed the bags 30 pounds more than had been assumed.
So the effect will be particularly dramatic for the smaller airlines. Why is that, and what might they have to do?
The small planes have two problems. One is generally they have a smaller carrying capacity. And the second is it's not only weight, but also balance. On a big plane, you sometimes sit there and watch them load the bags under you. On a small plane, the bags go behind you, and if the bags weigh more than you thought they did, the plane becomes tail-heavy. In that case, you could climb on takeoff and then try to cruise, get the nose back down, and it won't go back down. That's what happened in Charlotte. There may have been other issues as well, but a balance problem along with a weight problem here.
So does this mean at a certain point an airline might have to say, we can't take any more passengers, we're over our weight limit, we can't take this cargo?
Yeah, if the plane is fully booked, if you've got a lot of cargo, you may have to make a decision, well, we won't take this cargo this flight, we'll do it next, or we may have to leave a couple of seats unfilled. This will especially be a problem in the summer when the travel season is heavier, there tend to be more passengers, and also as the air gets hotter, especially in places like Phoenix or Las Vegas, the air is thinner, and that makes it just a little harder to take off. You need just a little more runway. If you're on a long flight, you got to have enough fuel to complete the trip, to hold for a while, to divert to another airport. You add all that up, there may be some cases where the runway is too short or the carrying capacity is too small. You have to leave some seats unsold, which is about the last thing the airlines want to hear these days.
Right. Why are we heavier, Matt? Are we bigger? Are we carrying more stuff? What is it?
Well, it could be you're carrying a bigger laptop than you did, you know, 10 years ago or 20 years ago. There are certainly statistics that say that the average American is also carrying a little bit of a spare tire more than he or she used to.
Now these weight estimates will feed into calculations that are done every time a plane takes off. Someone is figuring out the maximum weight. Why is that, and what do they calculate?
There's an airline dispatcher who figures, I'm going from point A to point B, I've got headwinds or tailwinds, the flight time is X, I burn X pounds of fuel per hour, this is how much fuel I have to load, I have to throw in something for hold time, for divert time. Every flight, somebody makes sure that you've got enough fuel on board, enough runway length, etc. And if you suddenly raise the estimate per passenger, all those calculations change. In addition, now, sometimes some of those, the carrying capacity of the plane is just going to be smaller. You can get around that by weighing every bag. I don't think they're going to weigh every passenger. I don't think passengers would particularly like being told to step on a scale.
So that doesn't seem to be catching on.
No, it doesn't make the passenger feel too good.
Okay, Matt, thanks very much. Aviation reporter Matt Wald of the New York Times.